Everyone, I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 45. Celebrating. Let me start that over again, everyone. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 45. Celebrities that turn their life passion into wealth, and so can you. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. Let's go. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope all is well. How's the weather where y'all at? Is it hot or is it cold? I decided to talk about this topic, Thursday topic, to inspire people out there who have a life passion, their joy. It may be cooking, writing. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. You know, time go by so fast. How many of you listeners have a favorite famous music artist or actor that inspire you? And believe it or not, they are regular everyday people just like me and you. They didn't start off being, you know, wealthy. They was rich. Excuse me, everyone. They was an everyday average person, you know, trying to make it, but following their life passion, you know, the celebrities, like, you know, people that's famous. That's what I'm talking about. And they started from humble beginnings. And I just want to say to each one of you that if y'all have a passion that y'all love, something that y'all enjoy, do it, because your passion can turn into profit, long wealth that you can pass down, not only just to live comfortably, you know, having financial growth, but also be able to have something to pass down to your family and just fulfilling that dream that you have inside of you. You know, many people will try to throw you off track and try to present to you something that's not right for you. And a lot of people say, well, you know, you can do this business and you can make this kind of money. But I believe that when you follow things that come from the heart within, the money and everything, it flows. It'll come. The money, the people, God will send all that to each one of you. Like, for example, let me tell you, like, what I'm doing now, I love talking to each one of you every Positive Thursday. I love doing my podcast. And I also have other things that I do as well, too. Like, I have my healthy food on the go that I do every Wednesday. I post it on my Instagram page and my YouTube page. In my Twitter page. And I do other things that I enjoy. And when I do it, I don't think about, you know, what kind of money I'm going to get, because I know that's going to come. I'm doing it because it's something that I enjoy. It's coming from the heart. And I know that the money is going to come. So that's not my whole purpose of doing what I do. But of course, who don't want my money? But I know that's going to grow. So I want to say this. This being said, the reason why I'm talking about celebrities who are wealthy is because the celebrities that I'm going to talk about today is going to be celebrities that many of you heard of before. And they didn't start off, you know, being rich. They started from humble beginnings, poor, and they were just following their dream. And they did it, you know, with baby steps. And for some, it didn't take time. It took a lot of patience. It took a lot of faith. And it took a lot of perseverance. You know, because just think about it. When you decide to follow your passion in your life and your life purpose, you know, you're going to always have some kind of critic or something, or someone going to set you back. But let me tell y'all, I want to aspire y'all. I want to push y'all and just talk to each one of you from the heart, not making up stuff, just speaking about true life stuff that I can talk about that can connect with each one of you. Back in 2010, I was given the opportunity to work as a sales rep. Back then, I wasn't really for sure about what I wanted to do. So I did the sales rep. I became a sales rep selling insurance and stuff like that. And the reason why I did it is because of money. I didn't have a passion for or a purpose, but I just doing it for the money. But that being said, when you follow your heart and you follow, you know, something that you like to do and something that you do that comes naturally where you don't have to put the extra in, that's your life purpose. That's your gift. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Like that new song by How many of y'all know Missy Elliott, that new song she got? It goes, do it, do it, do it, do it. Something like that. I'm going to play it right now. So how's the weather where y'all at? Is it hot or is it cold? Yeah, I can't believe it's September. Time fly by so fast. I mean, time don't wait for no one. That's why you have to just, you know, do what you got to do. And in life, and don't waste it. You know, I had a couple people in my family pass away, like, you know, suddenly, and friends, and I know many of you had people that y'all may have, that passed away that was close to you or friends, and that tells you that nothing is promised to no one. So any of you thing that you want to do in life, do it. Even not even just a business or a purpose, but if you have someone that you have to forgive, not only just forgiving yourself, but forgiving others as well, too. Because if you don't forgive yourself, you can't move on to new beginnings. So I found a song by Missy Elliott. It's called Cool Off, everyone. Here we go. I'm going to play it right now. So we're in September. We got 3 more months left in the year. Oh, my gosh. Here go the song, everyone. You got to do it, do it, do it. So anything in life, you can't wait. You got to do it. You got to get it, get it, get it. Even when nobody not looking or supporting you, God will send those supporters. And you just got to do it. Take it one step at a time. This song makes you want to dance. Get it, 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 get it. All right, everyone. Getting back to focus of what I was saying, the main topic. Celebrities, you know, celebrities who follow their life purpose that's famous. And if they can do it, so can you. I know that y'all have many of you may have an artist that y'all like, or act, a favorite actor that y'all are inspired by. Or just not even nobody famous, but the everyday regular person that decided to turn their passion into profit. And not only is it they're helping others, inspiring others, but they're also setting up generational wealth for themselves and their families, which is a plus. So that's the thing. I have another question that I want to ask y'all as well, too. What is your life passion? Like, what do you like to do? And for those of you that haven't been following the action steps into following your life purpose into things that you want to do in life, what's been stopping you? Is it fear of the unknown? Fear of, you know, what others may think? You know, fear of failure? What is it? And I want to say this. I want to encourage you, if you have something that you do want to do in life and you're not taking the action steps that you want to do, just take baby steps. Getting started is sometimes can be the hardest thing to do. But once you make that first step, it's like, you know, y'all watch that show, The Price is Right. It comes on Channel 3. Well, if y'all don't watch it, I know y'all probably heard of it. So it was a game on there. It's called Cliffhanger. And it goes up this little ramp, the small ramp. So the contestant got to get, like, I guess the number of the amount right of the prize they show. And for each dollar, if they get it correctly, it won't move. So with that being said, is you have to take the steps in order to fulfill your life passion and purpose. So the first person, celebrity person I want to talk about is Oprah Winfrey. You got to know who Oprah Winfrey is. I mean, she's well known, an educator, a speaker, owns her own television station. And it didn't start off like that for her. You know, she grew up very poor growing up, you know, didn't have any money. And she was able to take the baby steps into following her life passion and growing into the person that she is now. Winfrey has many accreditations throughout the year in her career, which is 18 years. And she won in her 18 years. Daytime, she won 18 Daytime Emmy Awards, including the Life Achievement Award, Chairman Award, Primetime Emmy Awards, including the Bob Hope Humanity Award, the Tony Award, and Peabody Award. And she's worth, her net worth is $2.7 billion since is now. She's a billionaire. I mean, she has her own magazine, and she also has many charities that she also support as well, too. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And I want to share a clip with each one of you of a speech that she gave that talks about success in life.
All of you leaving here have the potential for enormous success. There's a price that comes with that. First and foremost, knowing who you are. Knowing who you are. Being able to answer this question, who am I and what do I want? I'm asking the bigger question of who am I? Who am I really? And what do I want? I don't want to just be successful in the world. I don't want to just make a mark or have a legacy. The answer to that question for me is, I want to fulfill the highest, truest expression of myself as a human being. You must have some kind of vision for your life. Even if you don't know the plan, you have to have a direction in which you choose to go. You want to be in the driver's seat of your own life, because if you're not, life will drive you. Knowing who you really are in this space and time that we embody. You must find a way to serve. Martin Luther King said that not everybody can be famous, but everybody can be great, because greatness is determined by service. Now, we live in a world where everybody wants to be famous, and where we admire people for just being famous. We think being known brings us value. The truth is, all of that will fade in time. In 3 years, you won't be able to name the housewives a banana. The real truth is that service and the significance that you bring to your service is that which is lasting. When you shift the paradigm of whatever it is you choose to do to service, and you bring significance to that, success will, I promise you, follow you. Service and significance equals success.
Deeper what? That makes you want to get up and move and continue to follow your passion, your life passion, or what? Oprah Winfrey is such a powerful woman. She, inspires so many people all around the world from all different nations, all big backgrounds. And you don't even have to start off big. You just start off small, you know, taking the baby steps. It's amazing, you know, how life can, you know, you never know what life what can happen in life. I call lessons of life that's in a book. You know, it's like every day is something different. So the next person I want to talk about is Steve Jobs. I know y'all know Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. I know many of you got an Apple phone. I got one too. It's one of the best phones. You know, Steve Jobs, you know, he was the founder and the chairperson of Apple. He was born in San Francisco, California. And also he traveled all over the world seeking enlightenment and studying Zen and so forth. Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs and Wozniak co-founded Apple in 1976. And Jobs' commercial potential it started, you know, a long time ago, before Apple phones and Apple computers became, you know, very big and well known. He died in 2011, but although he's not here today, he will never be forgotten, because Apple iPhones are all over the world. Apple iPhones are all over the world, and it's a $1 billion business. And his family, you know, is going to be well taken care of from generation for generation. And he will never be forgotten. And that's another reason why you have to, you know, live your life passion and purpose. Because a lot of people, they die in their graves with their life passion and never fulfill them. You know, just think about it. Like someone that died, and they talk about all the good things they did and, you know, and stuff like that. You just hear about them. And then after that, you don't hear nothing else. But great people, people that really, I'm not saying that they wasn't great, other people that, passed away. But what I'm saying is, well-known people, like people that's no longer here, like Steve Jobs and Martin Luther King Jr., the list goes on and on and on. People are still talking about them today. And you know why? Because they was the 1% that stepped out on faith and did everything they were supposed to do as far as following their gifts, not only following their gifts and, pursuing their life passions, but also inspiring millions around the world. And yes, it is a cost to stepping out into your truth and doing what you know you're called to do. But the sweet and beautiful things about it is that you're doing it. And that when you're no longer here today, people will still be talking about you, you know, how you inspired them and how, you know, and how awesome, you know, how good of a person you was and the things that you did to help change their life. So you just never know that passion and gift that you have inside of you. You never know who life that you may change. It may be one person, it may be millions and thousands, but the most important thing is not the numbers. The most important thing is that you are inspiring someone else and you using the gifts inside of you and you're not dying with that passion and gift within yourself. I want to share also a speech of Steve Jobs that he has shared just to give us motivation and to give us that push that we need. I believe that we all need that extra push. No one becomes successful on their own. Just, can y'all tell me what famous person you know that became successful on their own without no support of fans or anyone pushing them? Tell me. You can send me an email and let me know. Y'all probably be like, this woman is a trip. But I just want to be honest with y'all. And, you know, and a lot of people, they fear failure. Like myself, I feared failure many a times. And sometimes I do fear them things, but over the years, I had gotten better, and as I'm getting more mature, you know, in my life, I'm learning how to just go with the flow and keep the faith. And even if I mess up, I just rest myself off and just continue to move forward. Like for example, right, I did this whole week. I started last week. I did a 10-day health challenge, and today was my last day for my health challenge that I did in my 10th day. And the main reason why I did that was because I wanted to push myself into doing something that I guess that so I can develop more discipline and more focus and just taking control of my life. I know I might not have control of people or other things, but I do have control of my life. And I believe that y'all all have control of your life, whether it's health and fitness. And to check out my 10-day health challenge, you can go onto my YouTube page or my Instagram page. My Instagram page is Zoe Flower 8 Instagram, and my YouTube page is Zoe Flower YouTube page. Okay, so do y'all have any upcoming plans this weekend? I'm planning on flying out to Las Vegas on Saturday. I'm celebrating my birthday. My daughter lived down there. My birthday is actually September 14th. And I want to say happy birthday to you Virgos. Anybody got a birthday this month? Happy birthday. I hope y'all have a good birthday. So I want to ask each one of you, what do y'all think about, you know, about what I just shared with y'all? Have it just made y'all want to, you know, continue to move forward and just to do your life passion, like pursue your life passion and stick with it? Because I believe that we all need that extra motivation and that push. You ever know how, like, sometimes, when you get out of bed, you know, like, say, for example, right, if you have, like, a exercise routine and you say, okay, well, I'm going to go to the gym. And you ever had that struggle, like, okay, I want to go to the gym, but then I don't. And then once you go, you get that motivation, you're like, yes, I found my passion by going to the gym, you know? So that's what I was thinking about. Okay, let me get back focused. Okay, let me find this clip of Steve Jobs' speech I can share with y'all. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. These internet services, they go so slow sometimes. I mean, you can have the best internet service and it just like goes so slow sometimes. Y'all ever experienced that before? Like you can have the best, you think you might have affinity and it might be the best service, and then it just wind up just like acting up so silly, and it gives you like, and it makes you upset like, dad, come on now. Act right. Okay, so the clip I'm going to share with each one of you was Steve Jobs. He was addressing Stanford College. And I'm going to share like a 1-2 minute of it so we can, you know, get a little bit even more inspiration. Because I believe that inspiration is powerful, and we all need that push.
Please visit us at Stanford.
Okay, I'm skipping that.
So I decided to drop out and trust that it would all work out okay. It was pretty scary at the time, but looking back, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. The minute I dropped out, I could stop taking the required classes that didn't interest me and begin dropping in on the ones that looked far more interesting. It wasn't all romantic. I didn't have a dorm room, so I slept on the floor in friends' rooms. I returned Coke bottles for the 5-cent deposits to buy food with. And I would walk the 7 miles across town every Sunday night to get one good meal a week at the Hare Krishna temple. I loved it. And much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on. Let me give you one example. Reed College at that time offered perhaps the best calligraphy instruction in the country. Throughout the campus, every poster, every label on every drawer was beautifully hand calligraphed. Because I had dropped out and didn't have to take the normal classes, I decided to take a calligraphy class to learn how to do this. I learned about serif and sans serif typefaces, about varying the amount of space between different letter combinations, about what makes great typography great. It was beautiful, historical, artistically subtle in a way that science can't capture, and I found it fascinating. None of this had even a hope of any practical application in my life. But 10 years later, when we were designing the first Macintosh computer, it all came back to me. And we designed it all into the Mac. It was the first computer with beautiful typography. If I had never dropped in on that single course in college, the Mac would have never had multiple typefaces or proportionally spaced fonts. And since Windows just copied the Mac, it's likely that no personal computer would have them.
So that was Steve Jobs addressing the Stanford graduate class in 2005. The reason why I shared that to tell y'all, you see what he was talking about, how he had to sacrifice, you know, going to college, barely able to, you know, make it in college. And then he took some classes that benefit him in the long run because he was able to create the first Macintosh computer. So sometimes in life, when we follow our heart and our purpose, when things like seem like it's not working for us, and then in reality, they really do be working. And it just all comes into place. And it takes baby steps. You know, it's not an overnight thing. And it takes time. But the most important thing is enjoying the baby steps. And understanding that, you know, like what is it, one of the things that you do easy, that you do, and everything just come together so easily? Like you can just, like, is it like speaking or is it helping others? Like what's that passion? Something that you can do all day long and you just love doing it. Is it playing sports? I mean, what is it? And if you're not doing it, what's stopping you? Stopping you from pushing and wanting to do, push for your life purpose. Take the baby steps. Pray. Have faith. I mean, there's so many celebrities that started out as the everyday average person like me and you. You don't even have to be a celebrity to be famous or to be wealthy. Just start with your gift and your purpose and everything else that come along. Life is so unknown. You just never know. You know, tomorrow is never promised to anyone. When you're pursuing your life purpose in life, why do you want to do it? What's your why? That's the strong thing, number one thing. What is your why? Are you doing it for your kids? I mean, are you doing it for money? Like, what is that why? Just think about that for a second. Because I know we all have a different why. But I want to say to each one of you that you can do anything that you put your mind to, anything. We all are beautiful in our own way. We have special gifts that's inside of us. Some that we don't even know that we realize that we have. But sometimes we have to sit down and think deep and have that quiet time. You know how, you know, like you be, you know, everyone have a busy life with work, family, and so forth. But sometimes sitting down and having that quiet time just to just think about things and unwind and to clear your mind, that can help a lot. And another thing is also good to do is I do it a lot too. I write down, like I have a notebook, or I use it on my phone, and I write down like my thoughts and like, you know, what I want to, what else I want to do. Because I like to reinvent myself. And the most important thing is having people in your circle that's supportive. But you don't have to have a whole bunch of people. Maybe just one person, if it's a spouse or that, or your mom, or just someone special. Because it's always good to have that good push. But sometimes, to be honest with each one of you, sometimes you have to do it alone. Certain things alone. Not that you want to. Because everyone is not going to understand your purpose or your passion. Everyone is not going to support you. But if you step out and just do it, you just never know where it might lead you. You just never know. I mean, the everyday average person, you know, became the regular everyday average person. You never know, you might can be known all over the world, like Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, Beyonce, Barack Obama. I mean, so many everyday average people who became well known over the world, not only just to be celebrities, but also changing other people's lives. You know, and as a man, you don't have to be rich to get started. Just getting started is the most important thing. I mean, that is just the most important thing, just getting started. And I just hope this podcast have, you know, inspired, you know, each one of you. And I'm glad that y'all joined me. And for you new time listeners that joined me, thank you so much. And I hope that y'all are with me joining me the next Thursday. And I hope y'all have a super great week. And I'm glad that this podcast inspired each one of you. And please share it with others, because there is powers in the numbers. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. You can send me a message on this email. Excuse me, I'm saying email. And y'all know I'm still halfway asleep. So no, I'm woke. I got my coffee. You can send me a message on this podcast. That's what I wanted to say. And also, you can send me an email at zoeflower8@gmail.com. I would love to hear your feedback. And you can follow me on Twitter at Zoeflower Twitter and Instagram, Zoeflower8 Instagram. And please subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoeflower YouTube page. And check out my healthy food on the go every Wednesday. Y'all enjoy the rest of your week. Stay safe and God bless each one of you. And remember, follow your passion, not the money. When you follow your passion, the money and the people will come. I know that for sure. God bless y'all.